This week in West Virginia history. On December 16, 1897, John F. Morgan was hanged in Ripley for the murder of Chloe Greene and two of her sons. It was the last public execution in West Virginia history. Morgan's hanging occurred less than 6 weeks after the murders. The event was quite a spectacle, resembling a carnival more than an execution. Some 5,000 spectators poured into the Jackson County seat. Many were drunk, and some even sold souvenirs. The rowdy scene prompted West Virginia lawmakers to take action. A little more than a year later, Governor George W. Atkinson signed a law that banned public executions, making West Virginia one of the first states to do so. As an alternative, over the next 60 years, 94 men would be executed inside the walls of the state penitentiary in Moundsville. By the mid-20th century, public opinion about the death penalty was shifting. A number of states had already banned the practice. In 1965, the legislature passed and Governor Hewlett Smith signed a bill ending capital punishment in West Virginia. Today, West Virginia is one of only 18 states that does not impose death sentences. For more information on the state's last public hanging, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
To find educational activities for teachers and students, go to wv.pbslearningmedia.org.